Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Father, we come before you this day with your word, and we magnify you and glorify you. I thank you for this congregation. Lord, I look forward to the day that we are seeing each other eye to eye in our sanctuary, worshiping you together, glorifying you. And we thank you that we have victory over COVID-19. We thank you, Lord, for the deliverance that is ours, and praise you for this word today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want you to open your Bibles this morning to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And I want to share with you first, though, a testimony that was sent to me by one of our church family. And it really, as I was studying and preparing for today, I was reading this, and this really inspired me to dig into this, to hear from the Lord about this. But listen to this testimony. Dear Pastors George and Terry, just as everyone else, we miss being in church surrounded by everyone. But we want you both to know what a tremendous blessing you've been to our family. When my wife gave birth to our son in October 2018, I had lost my business, and we were in the middle of an eviction. 4 days later, we were standing in the kitchen of our rental house, packing up things to move, along with our two older daughters. We were in disobedience because God had told us to move to Fort Worth back in 2017. Since that time, we faced a few more challenges before settling here in Fort Worth. If you could see us now, you would never have known the storms that we went into and through. If you could see us now, you would never have known the storms that we went through. Remember that phrase. God is constantly restoring everything that we lost. We moved here in 2019. Since that time, we've gone from living in a hotel to now renting a home near EMIC. We credit that to our faith and the word that we received from you both. Each Sunday is a spiritual feast that we look forward to. It stirs up our faith, it builds our hope, and it trains us. Our faith and our vision is growing again. We believe that God will bless us with the perfect house for our family. Well, we're in agreement with you. He's gonna bless you with that house. They said, we've started packing. We also enrolled in KCBC and are preparing for whatever God has for us to do in the earth. We thank you both, pray for you often, and we love you. What a wonderful testimony that is. Give God thanksgiving for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. They were in a very difficult position. They had a new baby. They lost their business. They were evicted from their home. They were under tremendous attack and in a time of a storm. They said, if you could see us now, you would never have known the storms that we went through. What are the storms? It's pressure. Multiple issues hitting all at the same time. That is the devil's pile-up technique that he uses to try to overwhelm you, to try to destroy you. But they said, we credit our deliverance to our walk of faith and the word of God during this storm. So as I was thinking about this and thinking about them and the storms that they went through, I got to thinking about the things that we need to consider if we're going through a storm. What do you do? How do you handle yourself? Maybe you're going through that right now. Maybe this COVID-19 has tried to hit your business, hit your family, hit your life, and you feel like you're in the middle of a storm. Well, there are some things that the Spirit of God wants us to know that we need to walk in when we're doing that. And the first scripture that I gave you is Romans chapter 8. In Romans chapter 8 in verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? That is a wonderful scripture. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, no, or peril, or sword. For it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Praise God for that. No matter what is going on, no matter what is happening, you are in Christ Jesus more than a conqueror through him that loved us. He loves you. He loves you so much. He wants to see you through anything that you're going through right now in victory, complete victory. I was reading the Passion Translation of this scripture, and it says, who could ever separate us from the endless love of God's anointed one? Absolutely no one. For nothing in the universe has the power to diminish his love towards us. Troubles, pressures, problems are unable to come between us and heaven's love. What about persecutions? What about deprivations? What about danger? What about death threats? No, for they are all impotent to hinder the omnipotent love, even though it is written, all the day long, we face death threats for your sake, God. We are considered to be nothing more than sheep to be slaughtered. Yet, even in the midst of all these things, see, I saw that phrase in there, even in the midst of all of these things. What are you in the midst of right now? What's going on? What's happening? In the midst of all of these things, we triumph over them all. For God has made us to be more than conquerors. And his demonstrated love is our glorious victory over everything. So what are you in the midst of? What's going on? What's happening? What's taking place? What storms, what pressures are you facing? The answer to that is in verse 31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for you, who can be against you? If God be for me, who can be against me? Who can be against us? The devil certainly cannot. He's come to kill and steal and destroy. But Jesus has given us, come to give us life more abundant than we've ever walked in before. What shall we say to this storm? If God be for us, who can be against us? Turn in your Bibles to the 112th Psalm. 112th Psalm. What do you do when you're facing the storm? Well, you declare, I am more than a conqueror. You say that. You are more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. What do we do when we're walking in that storm? I shall not be shaken. I will not be shaken. Because it says in the 112th Psalm, verse 6, surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings, the news that comes to us, the things that are being said to us. We will not be moved by them. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. Once again, looking at the Passion Translation, it says their circumstances will never shake them. You are unshakable. No matter what's going on, no matter what's happening, no matter what's taking place, their circumstances will never shake them. And others will never forget their example. They will not live in fear or dread of what may come. They're not worried about the future. They're not worried about tomorrow. God is faithful. He is there. He is here. He is in us. We are in Christ. And he will take care of us all the way through. So they'll never live in fear or dread of what may come. For their hearts are firm, ever secure in their faith, steady and strong. They will not be afraid. But listen to this. But they will calmly face their every foe until they all go down in defeat. Calmly. The peace of God upon us. The peace of God upon you. Let me read this scripture to you. This is Colossians 2, 6 and 7 from the Amplified Translation. As you have therefore received Christ, even Jesus the Lord, so walk, regulate your lives, and conduct yourselves in union with and conformity to Him. Now listen to this. Have the roots of your being firmly and deeply planted in Him, fixed and founded in Him, and continually built up in Him, becoming increasingly more confirmed and established in the faith, just as you were taught, and abounding and overflowing in it with thanksgiving. So he's saying here in this scripture, the fact that we should not be shaken, but we should be established in the Word of God. We should be rooted in the Word of God, rooted, grounded, anchored, established in the Word of God, having the roots of our being firmly and deeply planted in Him, fixed and founded in Him, being continually built up in Him. One of the ways that we build ourselves up is to pray in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Building yourself up in your most holy faith. Take a few moments right now and let's build ourselves up in our most holy faith. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do it with me. And as you do that, you will build yourself up and enter into the refreshing, the wonderful refreshing of the Holy Spirit. And it says we are to be abounding and overflowing in it with thanksgiving. So what do? In the middle of the storm, you give God thanksgiving. Glory to God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Because our praise stops and stills the enemy. The voice of praise will shut down the enemy. And as we give him glory and give him thanksgiving, we become more and more established in him. So what do? In the midst of the storm, look at Acts chapter 20 and verse 22. Acts chapter 20 and verse 22. First of all, we talked about that we are more than conquerors. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. We talked about the fact that I will not be shaken. I will not be shaken. And now in Acts 20, 22, this is the Apostle Paul. None of these things move me. None of these things move me. In verse 22. And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me. I like that. I like what the Apostle Paul says there. I like the boldness that he has. It doesn't matter what I'm facing. It doesn't matter what's coming up. None of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I've received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel to the gospel of the grace of God. In verse 23 and 24 in the Amplified Translation, he's talking about, except that the Holy Spirit clearly and emphatically affirms to me in city after city that imprisonment and suffering await me. Wow. What a word from the Lord. Imprisonment, suffering awaits me. But he said, none of these things move me. Say it with me. None of these things move me. Say it again. None of these things move me. What does it look like in the natural your finances are concerned? None of these things move me. What does it look like where your health is concerned? None of these things move me. What does it look like where family is concerned? None of these things move me. No, the Apostle Paul knew that he was facing this suffering. He was facing imprisonment, but none of those things moved him. And I wrote down in my notes, why? Because of 2 Corinthians 2:14. What is 2 Corinthians 2:14? Now thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God, which always, not sometimes, not every once in a while, not here today and gone tomorrow. No, not hit or miss. He always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah! What is the storm? What's going on? What's happening? What's taking place? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Turn there very quickly. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're talking about what to do in the midst of that storm. I am more than a conqueror through him that loves me. My heart is established. My heart is fixed on him. I will not be moved. None of these things move me. And we find 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16. For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. If you're feeding on the word every day, if you're going before the Lord in your relationship with him every day, if you're praying in the Holy Ghost every day, then the inward man is being renewed. The inward man is growing. The spirit man is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And that spirit man is able to withstand any attack. The strong spirit of a man will overcome every single storm and attack that comes against you. Then he goes on to say this, for our light affliction. What is it that's going on? What's happening? What's happening behind the scenes of your life? It's a light affliction. It's a light affliction because you've got the Lord Jesus Christ himself living on the inside of you by the power of the Holy Ghost. It's a light affliction. You've got the one that was resurrected from the dead. You've got resurrection life living on the inside of you. You've got the authority of the believer, the word of the living God. You will not fail. You will not falter. You will not fall because the Holy Ghost is in you. Greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. This is for a moment. Works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Those things that you may not be seeing right now is the victory that you have over everything that's going on. But the things which are not seen, the things which are seen are temporal. Temporal. The things that are seen, the things that you see going on around you, they're temporary. It's a light affliction. Those things are transient. They are subject to change. They are subject to change by the word of God that the faith-filled believer speaks and declares in the midst of the storm. We look not at the things which are seen. I'm not looking at that. I'm not looking at the seeming failure. I'm not looking at the destruction. I'm not looking at that. But at the things which are not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of the things that are not seen. Those things are temporal. Those seen things are temporal. But the things which are not seen, those things are eternal. They're eternal. Musicians, make your way back up here, please. Going back to the chapter that we started as we finish this up. Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39. The Apostle Paul declares this. I love reading about him. I love reading what he said. All of the things that he faced. All of the things that were going on in his life. Yet, he's got the spirit of faith working down on the inside of him. And what boldness, what power, what strength, what anointing that he walked in. You and I have the ability to walk in that same power, to walk in that same strength. And he's talking about all of the things that were happening to him. He said, I am persuaded. I am persuaded. What does persuaded mean? I am confident. I am fully confident that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Glory to God for that. Hallelujah. I am persuaded. I am convinced that you walk in victory now. I am convinced that whatever storm is going on in your life, you stand up in the boat just like Jesus. You take your authority over it. You say, peace be still. Peace be still. And then you see the great calm. The great calm that comes over your life and over your family and over all the things that you're facing. Jesus is right there with you. He's on the inside of you. He's leading you. He's guiding you. And David, as we're finishing up, if there's a song that you've got, that'll help me. Okay. How do we answer the storms? This is what we do. Say this after me and say it out loud. I am more than a conqueror through him that loves me. If God be for me, who can be against me? My heart is established and fixed, trusting in the Lord. I will not be shaken. I am rooted, grounded, established, and anchored in Him. None of these things move me. Thanks be unto God, which always causes me to triumph in Christ. Nothing can shake me. Nothing can discourage me. Nothing can keep me down. And nothing can destroy me. Satan, get under my feet in the name of Jesus. Oh, give glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.